It's time for Tonia's Kitchen, taking you around the world of food and wine. Here is Tonia King.
Thanks for joining me. Today, my guest is cookbook author Hallie Baker, and her new book is called Turtle Truffle Bark. And we're talking chocolate this week. And today, Hallie shares a few tips on working with chocolate.
I think probably if you're going to do any recipe, you need to know how to temper. And that is the thing that is most daunting to almost every person who attempts making chocolate. And it's really simple. If you buy chocolate you like and you separate it into three equal piles and you throw two of those piles in a bowl and just microwave until they're just about melted, pull it out, let it cool for a second, and then throw the third pile of chocolate in and mix it well.
Mm-hmm.
When the bowl ends up being a little bit cooler than your hand, you have a good temper on your chocolate.
Oh, that's a really good way to think about it.
It's really simple. This is part of the reason why I so enjoyed writing this book. It's not rocket science. And, you know, I'll be happy to make your chocolates at any point in time. But if you would like to make your own, it's not that hard.
So temperature does make a difference then.
Oh, yeah. It's everything. It's everything. Temperature and also the atmosphere of your room. So if it's super humid, chocolate doesn't like that. Humidity has a tendency to draw the butter fats to the surface of the chocolate, which make it bloom is the phrase that we use to describe it. It doesn't taste bad, it just doesn't look good. And you know, we eat with our eyes first.
Yes, we do.
Chocolate that doesn't look good is not going to be perceived as tasting as good.
Find out more on The Daily Dish at toniaskitchen.com.